Here, the Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, has committed to providing a free hot school meal to every school-going child by 2030. It follows a government-commissioned evaluation of the state's school meals scheme. Colm O'Brien is co-founder and co-managing director of Carambola, which has been providing school meals for 20 years now, and he's on the line from their base at Anacotti in Limerick. A very good afternoon to you, Colm, and welcome to the programme. So what do you make of this plan, and what's involved in delivering this very significant increase, particularly in hot school meals, to every primary school child in the country eventually?
Well, Brian, first of all, thank you for having us on. And it is good news for the sector. We've been in this business for 20 years now, and it started off with a simple ham or cheese sandwich all those years ago in our first client school, which was Corpus Christi National School in Moyross in Limerick. And of course, the programme has expanded hugely ever since. And a former minister, Regine Doherty, asked Carambola to do a proof of concept around hot meals, which we did in Our Lady of Lourdes school in Inchicore in 2018. Mm-hmm. The challenge is growing to that level. I mean, there are about 260,000 children currently availing of a school meal in the state today, but there are almost a million children in school. So it talks about a quadrupling of the service in the next number of years, which mm-hmm. at one level is welcomed. At another level, it's not an easy task. And the school meals program, I think it's fair to say, has been one of the most successful programs government has ever introduced into the state in terms of its retention.
As part of this, the subsidies will be increased. I think the figure is 15%. What about cost?
Great. Yeah, thanks for addressing that. We haven't had a price increase in our sector since 2006. So if any of your listeners can imagine having a pay freeze in 2006 and riding all of the various inflationary impacts since, that's what the sector has suffered. So we very much welcome the increase, but it doesn't go far enough, number one. But number two, and most importantly, it needs to be index linked. It needs to be promised to be index linked going forward. Otherwise, the programme itself runs the risk of falling over in time. I know there are several suppliers out there that have stopped serving the sector. We came close to the wind on several occasions, particularly during COVID. So it's vitally important, if the government is to achieve their targets, is to index link this and link in with providers. It's a public-private partnership.
And Colm, just finally, particularly the challenges of providing a hot school meal, does that mean that the facilities, kitchen facilities, are going to have to go into schools?
In some schools, yes, or regeneration facilities, a bit like on an aircraft, Brian, if you can imagine. Mm-hmm. Most of the suppliers, ourselves included, will supply a meal refrigerated to the school and then regenerate on site. In larger urban areas, we use satellite kitchens where we regenerate lunches and send them out hot mm-hmm. to the schools. But timing is crucial. Okay. We've invested about €1 million in equipment just to get to where we are now, and multiply that by all the other suppliers in the marketplace, then multiply that by the ambitions of government. And we've a large challenge ahead of us, which we welcome, but we need to be working in cohort.
Well, it's an ambitious programme, and we shall see how it develops. Colm O'Brien, thank you very much indeed for that.